and how he is blessing. Good morning, everybody, on Google Play, Spotify, and also podcast. Good morning to you all. Welcome to the Pulse WV Live, the morning edition. And let's pray before we get started, and then we'll continue with where we were yesterday. Father, we love you today. We praise you today. We thank you, God, that you've helped us to be what you've called us to be, and we continue to claim that in the name of Jesus. Help us, Father, to be obedient to you and to share your word today in spirit and in truth, and we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you honor because it is in the name of Jesus, and we hope you had a great day yesterday. A busy day yesterday for the Pulse, and we're getting ready for the Christian school to open on September the 8th in Braxton County as well as Putnam County. If you're interested in being a part of the Christian school, then we encourage you to get involved, and you can do that by calling the school at 304-364-4164 or info@thepulsechristianacademy.com. So we need to make sure that we have all that together for you. So anyway, it's like I say, it's Tuesday. It's the 11th day of August. We're just kind of clipping right along through this month, and it just seemed like it's kind of flying by. And let me share this over. I encourage you to take the take this and share it with your group, if you don't mind. I'm sharing it with mine right now, and share it over on Messenger, if you don't mind, just to get the word out. We encourage you to go over to our YouTube page, if you don't mind, and subscribe to it. We are on podcast, like I said. We are also on Google Play and Spotify, so a lot of great things happening. We're also working on being able to broadcast on both networks at the same time. So we've got a lot of neat stuff going on. So let's get started. I preached yesterday on Sunday about how to become blessed so that you can be blessed. And as you think through that process, we went over a couple of scriptures, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It is without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of them who diligently seek him. See, there's the key, diligently seeking the will of God. I read Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2. He said, if you diligently, if you hearken diligently unto my voice of the Lord and observe all that I have commanded of thee, then I will set thee on high above all nations and above all the earth. Verse 2 said this, and all these blessings shall come to thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken the voice of the Lord. So that's where we are today. Now, I want to give you a scripture. I talked about this yesterday, but I didn't give you the scripture, but I want to because it's an awesome scripture. And it's Jeremiah 29:11. Listen to this. This is for you. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Now the Lord said this about you. He said this about you. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. See, what you have to understand is that the devil himself is not big enough to write your story. Now that'll preach. The devil is not big enough to write your story, the end of your story. He is not. And God is not going to let Satan dictate to the end of this thing. He is just not going to allow him to do that. And so I want you to tell the devil, and you stick your finger in front of his face, and you tell him that he can't have your family, that he can't have your finances, that he can't have your job, and that he can't have your church, and that he can't have your emotions. He cannot have your health, because all that belongs to God. Can we not say amen this morning? That's good preaching right there. So let me give you the scripture again. Jeremiah 29:11. He has thoughts towards you. John Sandy will tell you that your picture's on his refrigerator. Your picture's in his wallet. Wow. He loves you. He cares about you. I feel like there's somebody today that feels like that you're not loved. Let me tell you something. God loves you. God loves you so much. If you're looking for some encouraging words, go to Jonathan Shuttlesworth. Wonderful, wonderful preaching. Been getting some great preaching. Go to his podcast or go to his, he has an app called Revival Today, and it's very good. You can get some additional preaching there. And it's also on our website as well as podcast and all of our Facebook pages. You can get all kinds of preaching there too as well. Saith the Lord. The Lord said this, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace. Church, people, God wants you to walk in peace. He does not want you to walk in fear. Not of evil. See, God doesn't bring evil to you. God doesn't bring evil to the world. God's not in heaven right now wringing his hands about this coronavirus. See, your destiny has not changed because of the coronavirus. Your destiny has not changed because of anything, because God is writing your story, and he's writing your story, and it's to an expected end. So I want you to be excited about that. And one of the things that's in the story is for you to be debt-free and for you to be free of being burdened down with debt. So that's what we're talking about, to give you an expected end. Let me give you one more scripture before I get into finishing part of this today. I'm going to spend about a half hour with you. John 10:10. Write this down. John 10:10. Wonderful scripture. He says this, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's the three things that the enemy is going to do to you, try to do to you, he's trying to steal from you, to kill from you, and to destroy you. Now, let me ask you something, and I want you to give me an honest answer about this. How many of you all would let a thief come in your home? Let me give you time to think about that for a minute. How many of you would let a thief come into your home? None of us. Well, then kick the devil out, because you're allowing him, and he's a thief, to be in your home. Don't allow him to be in your home, because he comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. But here's what's so good. Jesus says this, I am come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. That's what Jesus said, that you have life more abundantly. Well, it doesn't get any better than abundantly, but you can't be in the abundant life if you're sinking in debt. Look up the word abundantly and see what it says. Look up the word abundant. And let me tell you something, you can't live the abundant life if you are swimming in debt, and God wants you to be free. And that's what this sermon's all about. I encourage you to go to YouTube. I encourage you to go to Facebook. Watch the whole sermon. It's entitled, How to Be Blessed So That You Can Be a Blessing. $90,460 is what the average American is in debt today. But we want you to know that God can free you from debt. I mentioned to you yesterday to start praying over your purchases. Start praying over your purchases, the things that you're buying. Begin to pray over those things. Begin to believe God to pay cash for those things. Because let me tell you something. He wants you to be free. He wants you to be free. There's nothing worse than getting paid and having nothing left over. Can we not say amen? God did not give us a plan that we could not live. When Moses wrote in Deuteronomy 28:1-15, and we're just covering 1 through 5 over the next couple of days, Moses did not give us a plan throughout the Bible here in the first five books of the Bible. He put it in there to follow his commandments, to follow God's commandments. Now, here's the thing. Did God give us a plan that we couldn't live? Absolutely not. We can live this thing. I know we can. And I know that it's through diligently seeking the will of God, studying the Word of God, having this Bible study every day that we can possibly do it, having prayer time at 8 o'clock in the evening. That covers the two things that Pastor Jay and I preach to you on a constant basis, is to get in God's Word. It's so important that we do that. Okay, It takes a surrendered life of obedience to walk in the true blessing of life. It takes a surrendered life of obedience to walk in the true blessing of life. That's in your finances. That's in your private time. That's in your play time. That's in all the things that you do, that you will live an abundant life, but you have to walk in obedience and you have to walk a surrendered life. Let me explain to you about a surrendered life. Okay, for an example, the Lord speaks to you about something. He convicts you about something. It may be, and let me explain to you something here. Christians kind of get out of whack with this. Christianity is not always about things that you have to stop doing, but it's also things that you have to start doing. And so what we have to do is we have to allow God to work with us through the sanctification process. Sanctification is the process of elimination of things in your life that needs to go and needs to start. So just picture your dead body laying out there for viewing. And then there's a pile of dirty laundry, spiritually speaking, that is sitting beside of you. That's right there piled up beside of your casket, for an example. That's the sanctification process. It's the elimination of things that are in your life. Now, let me help you there. Okay, let's say that, for an example, that when you got born again, you got saved, you cussed real bad, all right? And you smoked real bad, and you drank real bad, and you did all kinds of things real bad. You slept around real bad, and you did all these things. Okay, so as God works with us, see, we are the righteousness of God. We are a new creation in Him. We are a new creature in Him. All things are made new. And that's talking spiritually. Now, the flesh will sin every chance that you allow it to. And I'm telling you, in 30 years of ministry, I've been saved since I was 11. The Lord is continuing to speak to me about things that I need to change in my life. So don't think that I have arrived, because I need a lot of help from God too. So here's a key. Start allowing Him to change you. You know, people say, you know, and I've heard this in marriage counseling. I've done a lot of marriage counseling in my 31 years of ministry. And here's what I've heard the wife say, and here's what I've heard the man say. If they would just change, then I would get along better with them. Well, pray that God will help both of you to change. To help God to change both of you. See, that's the sanctification process. And I'm really not talking about sanctification today, but we can talk about it a little bit because it seems like that we need it today. But it's a surrendered life. The sanctification is a surrendered life. It's an obedient walk with Him to receive the true blessings because we are diligently seeking Him. So what I want to encourage you today is to get in touch with God and say, God, what am I doing that's not pleasing to You? What am I doing that's not pleasing to You? Maybe it's your thought process. Maybe, guys, your hormones are so out of whack that every good-looking girl that goes down the road, you're taking them to bed in your mind. Girls, you may be doing the same thing. See, that's dirty thinking. You have to understand something. What? Garbage in, garbage stays, and you have to be careful there. It's part of the sanctification process. Ask God to help you with your eyes. Ask God to help you. A second thing is with your finances. You know, we all have things that we want. We always have things that we want to get. Start raising the money for it. Start believing God for it. Start trusting in Heaven for it, because He says in the scripture that I just read you, He said that if we diligently seek Him, that He's going to put us high above all the nations on the earth. He's going to bless us because of our obedience. The NIV version of verse 2 says, you will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Now, I'm not preaching prosperity. What I am preaching to you is obedience. God wants to for us to live an obedient life. So you go to buy something at Walmart or Best Buy or Target, or you just got to have it. Or I tell you what's really bad is when your children, they want to just haggle you to death because they really want that. I remember my mom spanking me one time, and it took one time because I pitched a fit on something that I wanted in the store, and I didn't get it, but I had to raise the money myself to get it, and so I ended up doing that, and it seemed like it's always better when you pay for it. You know, it seemed like it's always better when you pay for it. So hope this is helping you today. It's the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition, and I'm John Fowler, your host and pastor of the Gasaway Campus and senior pastor of the Pulse Incorporated. So God is faithful in doing what he's doing. So I want you to understand that if we are diligently seeking him and we know that he has a plan for our life. We know that the enemy has a plan for our life. Do you know that? I don't know if you know that or not. I just read it to you. John 10:10. See, God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you, but so does the devil. The devil's got a plan for you because he's a thief. And he came to steal and to kill and to destroy you. He wants to destroy your marriage. He wants to destroy your finances. He wants to destroy your children. And guess what? You have the authority over the blood of Jesus Christ to say no. Because you have power over the enemy. Just thought you needed to know that today, because it is the truth. So, how do you get to true obedience? How do you get to a place where God can begin to bless you? Because a surrendered life of obedience to walk in the true blessings of him. Number one is fasting and praying. Number one is fasting and praying. Fasting and praying is one of the things that will help you in your relationship. People have said many times, they've said, oh, the Christian life is so hard. No, the Christian life should not be hard. It doesn't have to be hard. Why? Because Jesus came to give you life and for you to have it more abundantly. That's what he says in the Word of God. Oh, but it's just so tough right now. I'm just going through a battle. I'm just going through this. I'm just going through that. Let me tell you something. We'll get into that because if the Lord tarries, we've got a lot of time that we can talk about a lot of these things. If there's subjects that you want to talk about on the program, I encourage you to let me know. And if I don't know anything about it, then we'll get somebody in here that knows something about it. We plan on having Pastor Jay here some, John Sandy. We plan on having him here sometime. So a lot of great opportunities to be able to minister to people. So we'll take your comments this morning if you have any. And those that are watching, Kathy's watching this morning. Lindsay's watching this morning. Hey, baby. Hope you're doing all right. Hope that little sugar boogie is doing all right. And glad to have you all tuned in. So we got family tuned in, so that's a big thing. We had people from Columbia, South America watching yesterday, Enoch and Christina, down in Columbia, working with the Open Arms Foundation. Pray much for them as well. So fasting and praying is one of the things that will help you. If you have something that is absolutely... Good morning, Regina. Hope you're doing all right. It's great seeing you on Saturday at the airport, and hope you're doing well. Vince, good morning to you. Vince says, this is easy, being blessed by God daily. This is a life... out of this world struggle and pain. Yeah. Satan is a liar, Vince. And let me tell you something. John 10:10 is what I was just reading just a few minutes ago. So it's good having you watching today, and encourage you all to share this broadcast so that we can get the word out as well. So praying and fasting. Okay. So let's talk about this. Do you know the NIV version of the Bible does not have the fasting part in it? It does not have the fasting part in it. Let me pull that up because I want to show you here. But by prayer and fasting. Matthew chapter 17, 21. Matthew chapter 17, verse 21 says this. What happened was, there was a person that had an unclean spirit, and the disciples worked on him and couldn't get him free, and Jesus just freed the person just that easy. And the disciples came to him and said, "Why can't we do this?" And Jesus said to him, he said, "It comes by prayer and fasting." He says, "However, this kind does not go out expected without prayer and fasting." We have to pray and fast. So let's say that you have an area of your life that needs some help. Let's say you worry a lot. Well, we know the worry is a sin. And if God wants us to live the abundant life, then we know that that's not it. God doesn't want us to worry because he wants us to be in peace. It's what the word says. Not only that, let's say maybe you're anxious. The doctors want to prescribe medication for, you know, anxiety and different things. But I just believe that the whole Bible, that you can be free. I'm not telling you to stop taking your medicine. What I'm telling you is to believe God, because he's given you a sound mind. He's given you a sound mind. Let me give you that. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. I pulled it up here. 2 Timothy 1, 7. "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." You have to tell yourself, you have to encourage yourself that you have a sound mind. When people think you're crazy, you tell yourself that you have a sound mind, because God wants you to have a sound mind. He also wants you to walk in his power and walk in his love and walk in a sound mind. So here's the key. Here is how you can walk in a sound mind. Here's how you have to have faith. You just have to have faith. That's how it works. And without faith, you can't please God. So back to fasting and praying. Let's say that you walk in fear. Let's say that you walk in resentment. Let's say that you walk in an addiction. Do you know that prayer and fasting can eliminate years of counseling that you may think you need, years of medication that you think you need? Prayer and fasting can eliminate those things. Take those things to the throne of God and get free of them and get delivered of them. If you have a sickness and you're allowed to pray and fast over that sickness. And I know of a minister who did that. He had cancer. And Pastor James Ashworth, he had cancer. And so he prayed and he fasted for a number of days, well up in his 90s when he was praying and fasting. And he prayed and fasted. The cancer was gone. And then God spoke to him to sow a seed to a ministry. And so he ended up sowing a seed to a ministry, and he was healed of that. So praying and fasting is something that we all need to do. Now, here's what a lot of people get mixed up with. They say, well, fasting would be like fasting Facebook for the day, or fasting social media for the day. Well, that's always good to do. But praying and fasting is talking about food. And what we need to do is we need to eliminate food. Now, I fast food. One meal throughout the day. Most of the time I fast until noon, and then I'll eat, but I won't gorge myself. I'll just eat little by little. But fasting is a totally different subject, but yet I think that we need to cover it, because if we're going to diligently seek the will of the Lord to receive his blessings, to live the abundant life, then prayer and fasting is part of those obedient things. So what I encourage you to do is to take a certain time of the day and to pray and to fast. Now, here's a key. If you're fasting through lunch, Then read and study and pray during that lunchtime. You have to replace it with something. You have to replace it with something. So that's the best thing to do. So if you're going to pray and fast, then during that time that you would eat, then get in God's Word. And you know, let me give you something. Everybody has a phone. I think everybody has a phone. You know, some people, our dad still has a flip phone, but that's okay if that's what works for him. You can download YouVersion. Just trying to give you some tools here to help you in your walk. You know, men, women have told me, they said they don't read very well. They don't comprehend. YouVersion will read it to you. It will read to you. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to have it. And so I encourage you to be able to, hey, Anna Miller, hope you're doing all right. It's great hearing you on the prayer last night, and we appreciate what you're doing. Got some things I'm going to email you here after a while for the school, so I'll get with you later on. But see, what happens most of the time is Christians gravitate towards negativity. It just seems like that's all the time. You know, I remember this one person that I used to spend some time with, and it just seemed like when I was around that person, it seems like that it was seemed like always negative. And I've heard even people pray. They'll even pray a negative prayer. Well, Lord, you know this world's bad. You know that this is going wrong. You know that my children are doing this. You know that my children are doing that. Do you not think that God doesn't know that? I get the biggest kick out of some people's prayer because they'll complain during the prayer. The prayer should be, Jesus, we love you. We praise you. We love you. We thank you, God, for everything that you're doing with us and helping us, and take your petitions to him. He wants to know all about them. But you know, you don't have to tell him the coronavirus is bad. You think he's in heaven wringing his hands thinking that, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. But see, Christians tend to gravitate towards negativity, and you have to change that and become positive. And so it's back to prayer and fasting and diligently seeking him. The second thing that I want to teach you, and going back to the message that I preached on Sunday, how to become blessed so that you can be a blessing. The other thing that I want to share to you is to know his voice. You have to learn to know the voice of the Lord. Let me give you an example. Because you are going to experience things in this life that you have to know the voice of God. You can't call the psychic network. You can't go and get your palm read or go and try to get wisdom from somebody who is not even a Christian. And people do that. Christians do that. I can't believe that. But yeah, Christians do that a lot. But you personally have the Holy Spirit within inside of you. The Holy Spirit within inside of you. You have that ability. Hey, Phil, good morning. Hope you're doing well. It's good to have you out here today. We do a Bible study every morning between 8 and 8:30 for about a half hour. Love to have you join anytime that you can. And appreciate everything, Phil, that you have done for us. And I read your post on Facebook, and I'm always glad to know that you are doing great, and God's faithful. Phil did a lot of work for us, a lot of branding, the Pulse logo on some items that we had, some T-shirts and different things. And so I just he's a dear person, and I appreciate him so much. You got to know the voice of God. There's decisions that you have to make. Now, understand something. In the last days, and can we not raise our hands and say that, yes, we are living in the last days? There will be plagues. You think this is the first one? You think this is the last one? You think that there's not going to be any more plagues? Woe to them that sin and keep not my commandments, saith the Lord. For now are the plagues come unto the whole earth and shall remain in them, for God shall not deliver you because you have sinned against him. Well, you have to understand something. That's just a scripture that deals with plagues. But you have to understand something. You say, oh, well, God is mad at the world. And that's why he's causing the coronavirus. People, here's the thing that you have to understand, is that plagues in the last day are promised. Okay, this is something that we are, this is not the first one that we are going to have to deal with. Can I also tell you something else? It's like, okay, this plague is really wreaking havoc in people's lives that are in their 70s or they're in their 80s. So here's a question. And I heard a preacher say this not long ago. He said, so if God is mad at the world, and he's mad at you, and he's mad at all of us, because, and so he sends this coronavirus to us. He allows this to happen. See, God is not a God of evil. God is a God of love. So when you think about this, okay, so the nursing homes and the old folks' homes are the ones that are being hit hard. People that are in their 70s and 80s and 90s are being hit hard with the coronavirus. So what you're saying to me is that God is mad at the world, so he brought the coronavirus, and he's punishing the older people because of it. And that's not true. So we have to get back to reality with this thing, that it is prophesied that there will be plagues, there will be pestilence. These things are, it's the last days. It's time to get right with Jesus. It's time to get him. He is not punishing the older generation because of the coronavirus. Now people say, well, because it's the sins of the father, and you could go back and we could dig really into this, but I really want to kind of move on from that. But you have to know the voice of God, because he speaks to us. He speaks to us. He lets us know. He convicts us when we do things and when we say things that we shouldn't say. But we have to take it a step further. Remember, I said the man at the pool of Bethesda, he healed him and he told him to go and sin no more. Said that many times to people, to go and sin no more. See, what we have to do is take it a step further. We have to ask God to forgive us of those things that we do wrong, but then we have to take it a step further and say, help me never to do that again, because we have to get the flesh under submission. What I'm preaching to you today and talking to you about is a sermon that I preached this past Sunday on Sunday, August the 9th. It is on YouTube and it is on Facebook. I encourage you to listen to the whole thing. Part two will be coming this Sunday, how to become blessed so that you can be a blessing. So if we diligently seek him, then we can be blessed. We have to know the voice of the Lord. We have to pray. We have to fast. We have to study God's word, which is what we're doing today. So you can check this off the list. You can check it off the list and say we did it. Tonight at 8 o'clock, we're going to be having prayer. We ask everyone that can to join us at prayer at 8 o'clock. And it's a conference call prayer. We don't do it on Facebook, but it's a conference call prayer. So I'm going to stop there today. I think I've been on quite a while. Praying and fasting. Knowing the voice of God. Let me give you a scripture that backs that up. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice and know them, and they follow me. Have a pure heart of obedience. Allow your spirit to put your flesh into submission. Here's the thing. Hide the word of God in your heart, so that you shall not sin against him. If you know the word, that YouVersion app that I said, download that YouVersion app. It has my sermon notes that I put on there, but not only this, it will read to you in the King James, in the NIV, it will read to you. You can read the word of God and follow right along with it for those that have trouble reading. And I want you to be encouraged by that. I was able to, I stopped and got, I'm done for the day. Let me just talk to you for just a couple of minutes here, and then we'll get on with our day. I was at Speedway in getting gas, and there was a young fella that was out sweeping the parking lot, And I was standing there, you know, holding the nozzle, and I said, "A lot of strange stuff going on in the world, isn't it?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I don't buy a lot of it." I said, "I don't either." I said, "Can I talk to you a minute?" I said, "I'm a minister." And I said, "I just want you to know that we're living in the last days and that Jesus is coming soon." I said, "Have you ever heard of Jesus?" And he said, "Yes." You know, a lot of people, you know, they don't know. And I said, "There's going to be what you call a rapture of the church." I told him where he could find it. And I said, it's called a calling away. And I think what people understand, they get mixed up, and we were talking about this on Sunday. The rapture of the church is not the second coming. The rapture of the church is the rapture of the church. It's where I could be flying my airplane and just disappear all of a sudden up to heaven. It's in the twinkling of an eye. You could be driving down the road in your car. You could be watching TV. You could be sleeping. And God speaks to his son and says, "Go get him." He steps out on the clouds, boom, we're gone, just that quick. And I was telling this guy about this. And I told him, I said, "If you're not where you need to be with Jesus," I said, "it's time to get right with him." It wasn't offensive. It wasn't pushing down his throat. I was just telling him about Jesus. I want to encourage you today to tell somebody about Jesus today. You say, "Well, I don't know how to do that." Know the voice of God. The Bible says you'll know his voice. You spend enough time with him, you'll learn his voice. You spend enough time listening to me, you'll know my voice. You'll know your husband's voice, your wife's voice. You know that. Why? Because you spend time with him. It's the same way with God. You don't have to go to a psychic. You don't have to go to a palm reader. You don't have to do any of that. The Holy Spirit speaks to you, speaks to your heart. He can speak to you audible if he wants to. He can speak to you any way that he wants to because he's God. He can appear to you if he wants to. Because he's God. He could do anything he wants to. Satan is not in charge of this world. God is in charge. Satan is a failure. Satan has failed. He has failed miserably. His fingers are bony. You tell him to take his bony fingers off of you and your family and your finances. Know the voice of God. I want to encourage you to pray and fast over your finances. Pray and fast because it is a supernatural transformation that will take place if you diligently seek the will of God. You have to seek the will of God. I'll get into some other things tomorrow, but I encourage you to listen to the sermon, not just because I need likes and hits on YouTube and Facebook, but I want you to listen to it because it'll help you. It'll help you. If you're looking for a church, and you're up in the upper part of Braxton County or the upper part of the state, Morgantown, Fairmont, that area. That's the campus that I pastor. We have a daycare, a Christian school, as well as a church. We do connect groups. Go to our website, learn more about it, thepulsewv.com. The podcasts that Pastor Jay's messages as well as mine. If you don't want to watch it on Facebook, you can go to the podcast. It's already out there, The Pulse, and you can pull us up and you can listen to the messages there. So the purpose of it is to get the word in you. Turn the television off, not unless you're listening to good preaching, and to get the word of God in you because it is so important. If you want to accept Jesus today, we want to give you an opportunity. Here's what you do. Say, "Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I ask you to come into my life and live. I ask you to help me with every struggle that I have to make it a victory and to come into my life and live. Baptize me with your Holy Spirit, Jesus. And I thank you, God, for that. I thank you, God. I enjoy meeting with you all every morning. God is faithful. And you pray for our ministry. You pray for our ministry. Pray for the Pulse, both locations in Gassaway as well as Winfield. Now, the Winfield campus has moved right now. It meets normally in the middle school there in Winfield, but where the schools are closed, meeting down in Hurricane at the Copper House. So it's right there on Main Street upstairs, still 10:30 in the morning on Sunday. go to the website and get additional information if you can. Love you all. See you in the morning between 8:30. Don't hold me to that, but right there in that same area, we'll be back here again tomorrow. Love you all. Have a great day.